Hey, baby.
Hey, babies.
What's up?
What's going on?
Welcome.
With your bad selves.
To the Santa Colby Show.
Wicka, wicka, what?
You bad and beautiful babies.
Bad
the triple
bougie.
B's.
Bad and bougie baby booty.
Bad bougie booty babies with the big old booties and the glorious.
This is our show.
I ran out of B's.
This is our show.
I don't know any other adjective to start with B's.
Nope. We blossoming. Ran out of all B words. That's, right there.
That was gross.
Blatant.
I'm kind of sad I said blossoming.
Blatant.
At the very beginning of the
Blatantly.
Show. Hey, guys. What's up? How's it going?
It's going.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi.
Camera.
Okay. We have an announcement
yes.
to make. Are you ready for this announcement? Drum roll.
This is terrible.
I can't do the drum roll and also talk. Thank you. The Seth and Colby Show will now be live twice a week.
Oh, shit.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. In the middle of my award ceremony music.
I died. I was dying.
Yes, the rumors are true. The rumors that I started when I tweeted, there's rumors, on our Seth and Colby Twitter a few days ago.
That's
right
a rumor.
There. Rumors abound.
Oh, man. That's the one.
I started the rumor. We will be doing a live episode now twice a week.
Yes, we will.
So you can also join us, twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, just like that.
Just like
you are right now.
Twitch.tv/Seth and Colby
every Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time, like always. But then, again, on Thursdays. Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Put it in your phones.
A beautiful new episode of Seth and Colby.
It's beautiful and lovely.
So two a week,
yeah.
Two a week, guys.
We stretch for content already. This is going to be great.
You know, every week we were stretched for content, and then every week we do 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so you can't talk.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I just
we're
now,
good.
We might do like, I think what we will do is 4 hours of audio every week.
Yes.
But what's totally possible is that we do 2 1-hour shows.
It's also possible.
And that we really don't give any more
it
new
varies,
content.
It varies, guys. It varies.
It's just whatever
it's
we want to talk
hour.
About.
That's
oh,
a
for
long
sure.
time.
I love
it
to talk.
Fill up some of your
I don't
time.
Know if you guys know this about me, but I talk a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't really need topics.
I'm just here.
I just can talk about anything.
Hey, talk about something, man.
Shout out to Floyd Mayweather.
Shout out to the couch.
I want to give a shout out to the Logitech C920.
Shout out to doorknobs
I
for opening
give a,
doors.
A shout out to the man who invented USB. I want to give a shout out to this pig.
No one gets this, but it's a great.
Yeah, that's a great inside joke.
Inside
yep.
joke.
Yep. Just giving shout outs all day. So, yeah, guys, we have that's our announcement. And we're pretty hyped about it.
Pretty so freaking hyped, guys.
Hopefully you are too. So Thursday,
yeah.
every Thursday now, there's going to be
yeah.
a
yeah.
new live episode at 7 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/SethandColby. And then it, just like you're watching now, Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time, another new episode of Seth and Colby. So two a week. And all
we're
of them,
up.
Of course, just nothing's going to change. We're going to put them on the same iTunes feed. They're still going to be totally free.
See everything. They're
also
all
on YouTube. They're going to be there so you can watch the videos if you
they're
want to.
So many places.
So you can see our beautiful faces, hear our lovely voices anytime you want.
And
now it's twice a week, brand new content for you. So that was
brand
our announcement.
New.
So.
Be happy.
Hopefully
it's
you
a
like
happy
that.
Happy time. Be
hopefully
happy.
All right, let's
more of us.
Let's start the stupid show.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come and we're going to talk about some cool stuff.
Cool stuff, guys.
All right, here we go.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Hey, everybody in the place to be. Beautiful yeah. people who have to eat seaweed.
Seaweed and karate.
I'm not, rhyming is not my strong suit.
I'm in the fighting mode, man.
You're about to punch me in the face.
Gonna chop your face.
Very close to my face. Hey, everybody, welcome. This is the Seth and Colby Show. We talk about stuff and things every Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time and every Thursday at 7 o'clock Central Time at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, where you can stream the video live. If you're watching live, or, you know, after the fact, but more importantly, if you're watching live, there's a giant donate button below the video, all right? And when you click that giant donate button, a massive and loud foghorn goes off and will interrupt. Yes, actually, but louder than that.
Yeah, it's loud.
And we'll interrupt the show and stop us in our tracks, and we will read your message if you want to donate to the show. Yes, we're begging for money. We're doing 2 episodes a week now.
We also get a message.
We have to feed our family. You know, we have to put food on the table.
We can do things.
It's the things that we do. But thank you guys for listening. The show is free. But we have a lot of stuff planned for you, and your monetary support helps us stay motivated to do that stuff.
Merch and things.
Because we could just go back and do one show a year.
T-shirts.
Don't forget.
Never forget.
But yeah, guys, thanks for watching. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher is where you can get the audio podcast. And the best place really to go is SethandColby.com, because there you can find the links to the podcasts. Find a link to the RSS feeds if you want to use your own app. You can find a link to the Twitch. You can find a link to our YouTube, which is youtube.com/SethandColby, where you can find video clips of the show if you don't want to watch the whole thing. But the whole thing is also there, too, so you can also watch that. Watch them all. Waste your life away watching our show 7 times a week through the variety of clips and channels where we need views and followers.
On repeat.
If you could do that,
we'd be appreciative.
Yes, indeed. And then there's also cool t-shirts.
More stuff.
And posters and mugs at SethandColby.com. So go there, check it all out. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the Mayweather-McGregor fight. Because for some reason, we watched that stupid steaming pile of shots last night.
I was hyped as hell for that. It was built to be the best fight in history.
Yep. So we're going to talk about that.
Well, it wasn't.
We're going to talk about a horrific flooding in Houston. You know, to juxtapose the fact that two people who hit each other in the face for 30 minutes got, you know, $500 million. And there's old people drowning in Houston. So we're going to talk about that. And there's also, we're going to talk about the DC Cinematic Universe, because I don't know what's going on. Colby says it's awful. And I have a couple stories that will back that up. So we're going to talk about that today on the show, too. So, guys, thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks.
Let's fade out this music.
Fade that shit right out.
All right, man, it's faded out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. I was the one.
Yes.
Who made us watch this fight.
You were indeed.
I've been watching on YouTube clips of Dana White, UFC people, boxing people, McGregor, Mayweather, just talking trash for constant months now, saying that this is going to be the biggest fight of the entire fights ever.
Okay.
Mainly because of the crossover.
Right.
UFC,
because it's UFC
and boxing.
Versus
this
Mayweather.
Doesn't happen because
they're two different sports.
Respectively different
sports.
Right.
It's like
sports.
When Michael Jordan went and played golf.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like people watched, and then Michael Jordan wasn't actually very good at golf. Because it turns out being good at one thing
doesn't
make you good at everything.
It doesn't, but these are more similar, I would think, than basketball and golf.
Like they're both punching.
Yeah, no, baseball and golf I could get because one's horizontal, one's vertical.
Michael Jordan also played baseball, too.
Right. So that's my point. Both
that,
those
man
make
played
sense.
A lot of
basketball,
things.
not so much. Yeah. But
basketball and bowling, maybe.
So last night while watching it live.
Yes.
I thought Connor was getting his ass beat.
Can we talk about something real quick?
What's that?
So we watched the show live
mm-hmm.
via a pirated French stream.
Yes, we did. Because who's paying $100 for that? Not
well,
me.
Here's why I bring it up.
Not me.
Okay. Apparently, the UFC app just did not work.
Yeah.
It crashed and burned.
Yep.
All right? People who paid for it couldn't get in to watch the thing.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
From what I read online, about 10 o'clock our time, which was 2.5-3 hours before the fight even actually started.
It started at 11-ish, yeah.
UFC just said, F it, and they made the app free for everybody. and we could have just watched it.
Really? What?
Because
why?
They couldn't. What was happening? They couldn't process the authorizations.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when people would go and log in, it would crash.
Say that they wouldn't. They didn't.
No, it wouldn't even log them in. Huh. It would say, "We have too many requests right now. Try again later."
And so, the solution is just to make it open to.
So they just removed the login completely, which then made it free because it's open. Anyone can go in and look at anything then. So yeah, you could have just watched it for free officially through the UFC app last night, but.
But no, instead, we didn't know that while it was happening.
Right.
So, yes,
because we ain't
going to
pay $100
fight.
For this.
We're watching the entire fight with French commentary.
Right.
And we don't know fighting.
Or French.
So, we were all of our judgment was based off of what we were seeing in the fight and what we thought boxing was about.
Right. Which is punching.
Yes.
And we just kind of made up what we thought would be illegal.
Yeah.
And what would not be illegal.
Yep.
But one thing was for sure, we could tell McGregor was losing.
Yes. We could tell that.
Yes.
However, so today, after all is said and done, I went back and watched the fight on YouTube.
Yep.
With American voices.
Should I
English speaking.
I don't want to get pulled down for copyright, so I'm just going to show like just a tiny bit
just
of this.
Just like hot second. Yeah. Hot second. Look at that.
Okay. Punch.
Look at that. Punch. Just take out. Yeah, take
that's
out.
It.
That's it.
It's over. All right, going back.
So,
just starting over. This is the punch right there that did it. That one right there smacked him in the head. Ruined his life. His life flashed before his eyes. Back on the ropes. Punched him again. All right, man's dead. All right.
Done. The man's right. Done. Man. He wasn't done. He could have kept going. But
he could have died, though.
Nah.
Dude, all right, back to it. Look at that, man. He's dead right there.
He's not dead.
He's like doubled over, dude.
He's still in it. He's talking to the ref after he called it. He's like, I'm still here. The whole point of stopping a fight is when you mentally don't know that you're getting punched in the face. He knew he was still getting punched in the face.
Dude, I don't know, man.
He wanted it to end.
I think it worked out the absolute best way it could have worked out for Conor McGregor because he was losing points-wise, I would say. I mean, you watched some commentary.
No, I watched the entire fight with the announcers that were doing it during the game.
Okay.
And they were saying that point for point, it was pretty darn close up until round, like, 8 or 9.
And then he got knocked out in round 10.
Yes.
So there's a couple rounds there where Mayweather took a commanding lead, it looked like. And so I think it couldn't have worked out better for McGregor, who was going to lose by points, that he, quote, got knocked out.
Right.
But he really didn't. So now he could still talk all that trash about how he could have kept going. The fight wasn't over. The ref called it early. I could have kicked his ass. You know, all that type of stuff that he would have said or that he did say.
Dude.
But if Mayweather kept going, I do believe he actually would have been knocked out.
Yeah, he wanted. Well, he said afterwards when he was talking to the ref that he wanted to hit the floor. He shouldn't have stopped it. He wanted to hit the floor.
Right.
He should have just knocked me out. Just do it.
But that isn't boxing, I don't think.
No, but that's what he wants.
Well, yeah, because he wants to go get kicked in the face by a giant 18-foot foot.
God. I also went back and because the announcers were saying that Mayweather doesn't fight like this typically, like attacking constantly on McGregor. He doesn't fight like that. That's not Mayweather fighting. So I went back through and watched his like all the 26 knockouts he's got on record or something like that. The man's brutal.
Okay.
The man's brutal as hell. And like, it's very true. He didn't attack as much as he did in this fight.
Like, in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's more reactionary, kind of counter-punching a lot of the time, and then when he sees an opening, he goes for it. But I feel like, with other boxers, legitimate boxers that Floyd has faced and that I went back and rewatched, like, a lot of them did not make it this long into the fight before they were out.
Well, I would definitely say that the fact that Conor McGregor has literally made a career of getting just
beaten,
let him stay in the ring longer than the average 10 boxer.
10 out of 12 is pretty damn good for a first-time boxer going against the best in the game at the moment.
Right. No, I agree.
Everybody was like, isn't he just kind of like skipping to the hardest level?
Well, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but he's also played a little bit in another sport.
Yeah, and you know, let's use that analogy. So, like, you're in a video game and you skip to the final boss, but he didn't really get killed by the final boss. It's like it was a timed level, and he ran out of time against the final boss. Because it was a technical knockout, not an actual knockout.
A lot of boxing knockouts, though, are technical.
Well, right, but I mean, if you take what he says as truth, that he could have kept going, then the ref gypped everybody of two rounds.
He did.
But I don't know enough about boxing to know whether or not that was smart or stupid.
He was saying, that's how I am. I get a little wobbly, you know, when I'm tired. But then I come back, and then I could have came back in the 11th and the 12th. And, oh, man, the Irish accent was there.
You should have just kept going.
I saw I could have came back in the 11th or the 12th, but the ref stopped it. It was a good fight, though, man. It was a good fight. He's very composed, very composed.
Yeah, I loved how he didn't ever admit that he was strong or
fucking hit Mayweather's punches. Look so much more brutal.
What's the minimum amount of money it would take for you to get punched in the face by Floyd Mayweather?
Just no guard up and just
he just punches you. He's wearing gloves. Just this get up right here. You just stand there and he just punches you in the face. How much money would
money would you give me to get knocked out is what you're saying?
He probably would knock you out.
Yeah, he would. Free punch, no guard, all he got, 1,000%.
I don't think he could knock me out in one punch.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at my head. It's pretty big.
I don't know.
I got a big old hard head,
dude.
It's
like that jaw point or the temple, one of the two. I think that's where you go for the knockout.
I don't know. I don't know if I have temples.
You got a temple, bro.
I don't know.
I could poke you with a pencil and it would go to your brain. I could poke you.
How much money,
pencil.
Dude? How much money to get knocked out by Floyd Mayweather? Knockout might be better because if you stay awake, it's going to hurt more. It's like getting shot, you know?
$100,000.
I was
would
thinking,
be like base.
I was thinking I'd do like 25.
Really?
I'm poorer than you.
Yeah.
$25,000 is a lot of money.
That is a lot, but I mean that's like a car or a down payment.
What about $25,000 plus any medical expenses resulting from your concussion?
Sure. That'll work. I was gonna say it's like your half of that $100,000.
Yeah, I got $25,000. Half of it goes to taxes. The other half goes to my hospital bill. Not really worth it.
Yep.
But I mean, you definitely get punched. Would you spend 12 rounds in the ring or try to spend 10 rounds in the ring for $200 million?
No, I wouldn't last one
round. Would you try, though?
I would try.
What if you just ran around the ring?
I think that's illegal, but that would be the best way to not get killed because... Yeah.
I mean, the point I'm making is that, like...
Just too fast, man.
Neither of these dudes lost.
Right.
Like, sure, Floyd Mayweather has...
The belt.
I can't.
He's got the belt.
It's actually sad because Floyd Mayweather spent so much money that he had to come and risk because there was a legitimate risk. I mean, maybe there wasn't, seeing on how well he defeated.
There was not.
But I mean, there's still always the risk. He'll get in there and he'll slip on a banana peel or something that some coke addict threw
nerves,
in there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. and lose and no longer have a perfect record.
Right. That is pretty intense for Mr. 49.
Where Conor McGregor never had anything to lose. Because even if he loses the match, it's his pro debut against the best of the best.
Yep.
I would say he made it 10 out of 12 rounds. That's pretty dang impressive regardless.
That is.
And so, it looked embarrassing for the man. There's lots of memes. Like, there's a lot of memes.
Fist to the face.
Or like, he's a child and Floyd Mayweather's his daddy. You know, there's a lot of that stuff. But
that's the internet, I guess.
Yeah, that's just the internet.
You have to respect the fact that the man lasted 10 rounds against the world's top boxer at the moment.
And so, I guess, Conor McGregor, to me, he didn't lose. Because he walks out with his dignity because it was a technical knockout.
Yep.
He walks out with a ton of money.
Yep.
He walks out with the fact that he spent 10 out of 12 rounds with the best.
The notoriety of this alone.
Right.
People didn't know about
I didn't know who Conor. I knew who Floyd Mayweather was. But I didn't have no idea. I heard his name, but I had no idea what he was about.
The only reason I know who Conor McGregor is because of YouTube. He's like the most loud-mouthiest.
Did you look at him before the fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw him beat on people year ago, 2 years ago.
But you kind of like the UFC, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so see, that's the difference.
I don't like
I've
watching
never watched
fights
it.
Full on through, but highlights on YouTube, that's where it's at.
Like, my UFC knowledge was still, I thought Chuck Liddell was a big deal, and he hasn't been a big deal in like 10 years.
No.
So that's like how far in the past I am with the UFC.
I don't know anyone else. I don't know
CM Punk, isn't he one of them?
No, I don't know any other person minus... I can't even remember the people that Connors fought,
so
but
there
was one dude he knocked
out.
Well,
Brock
Lesnar.
You mentioned he's WWE, right?
There's a video on YouTube I saw. It's like Connor threatens that he could knock Brock Lesnar out within the first round or something
that. Well, like, the WWE is mostly, like, vanity muscles, right? Like, John Cena is... I mean, I'm sure he's very strong. Please don't come kill me, John Cena. I'm sorry. But, like, I would imagine Floyd Mayweather is stronger than John Cena, right?
I would... you would think. I don't know,
because John Cena is all meant for doing this and being like, kids, drink your orange juice, da-na-na-na. And, like, Floyd Mayweather's about hitting people as fast as they
drink
can.
Drink your orange juice! He's a role model.
He is, dude.
That orange juice, man.
Every time I go pick up my kid from school, there's 16 children with John Cena backpacks.
Dumb.
They love John
Cena,
dude.
And then he's just over there having sex with Amy Schumer
Yeah.
Good God.
I mean, he's in the dunk tank at the end of Parks and Rec. Remember that?
He's in a new movie. I don't know if I want to watch it or not. It looks weird. The Wall.
Have you seen Ferdinand, where he plays the animated bull?
No.
Same people who made the Ice Age movies. Now he's playing and he's voice acting over an animated bull named Ferdinand.
Oh, my God, dude. He's just cashing in money.
Well, yeah, dude. People love him. He's John Cena.
John Cena!
His name is John Cena! I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he knows it, and good for him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
I don't know. Brock Lesnar looks like a mean mofo. But
I don't know. I still don't know anything about boxing. I was entertained, and I didn't think I would be because I didn't care.
It was a very good
on.
Fight.
I'll tell you this. There's never been in my lifetime that I can remember, and granted, I can't remember last week, but in my lifetime that I can remember, there's never been two events that affected America and humanity more than this last week.
Yeah.
That I cared so little about.
The eclipse and this
and
fight.
And this fight.
Oh, God.
Like, there are two things that everybody was talking about.
Everyone was.
Everyone wanted to see it. Everyone needed to talk about it immediately. I could
not care less.
Everyone
just wants to stop talking about Trump, honest to God.
Dude.
Like, anything that makes it into the news that's not Trump is like, let's talk about this. Come on, let's move on.
Yeah.
I'm sick of Trump. Get him out of here.
I think everyone is, dude.
Just as long as he doesn't blow us up. Like, just shut up.
That could happen. But even then, you know, I don't really even care.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I'm numb to
it. Screw it.
But, yeah, dude, I don't know. I liked the fight. I
really
did
not think Conor was doing that great, but I mean, he kept in there. That's for sure. But
he definitely stayed in there.
The point system, like those little tiny jabs that didn't do anything to Mayweather, but hit him.
Right,
those count as points. And so, like, definitely for the first two rounds, they gave it to McGregor because Floyd wasn't hitting at all.
Floyd was basically not playing the first few rounds.
He was letting him get out the heavy stuff and where he'd get tired.
I mean, this just... I mean, what we're watching right here, I mean, it's just... it's outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw two more rounds of this, which I believe you would have if they would have kept going, he would have hit the floor.
Oh, yeah. He would have been done.
He may not have made it to the end of this round.
No.
Because the ref steps in and stops it from happening.
Yeah.
Like, look at it. I mean, he's about to hit him. Hits him right in the side of the face. Dude about falls over there.
Right there. No guard up. He
right.
Just come in with his hard right hand and just out goes McGregor.
Yep.
Oh, I wanted to see him hit the floor. I was rooting for McGregor the entire time, mainly just because I was like, I'm down with the Irish dude. I'm down with the Irish dude. He's got something, man. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Everybody says he's cocky and crappy, but I mean, he's still like... I've seen him do good stuff.
Does it make you want to watch more boxing matches?
Not boxing. No.
I don't know, dude. I don't necessarily want to watch boxing or UFC, but it does make me want to understand why people like it.
Yeah.
It's
gladiator stuff, man.
Yeah,
this
I mean.
This is the only gladiator stuff that's left.
I mean, I guess, like, so.
Let's watch these two dudes bleed.
So then why don't we care? Is it because we just... is it because it's gladiators and they're essentially, I mean, they're like, gladiators were slaves, they were prisoners. You didn't care who was fighting who, you just cared about who was getting hit real hard.
Yeah.
And so that's why we don't know any names of, like, there were three fights before.
Right.
I couldn't, besides Simple Jack, I couldn't name any of
the
people.
The first one, yeah, Mr. Jack I didn't like, but the two,
the dude with the fur?
Yeah, the dude with the fur was... that was a pretty mean.
Yeah, but we don't know his
hit.
Name, we just know that it was cool to watch people get punched in the face.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what makes people follow it and follow every single player. That same,
because you know,
NFL
there's got to be. I mean, you know, there's people out there. They're like talking about fighting styles and who's fighting who and.
Mm-hmm. When he's,
I don't
like,
know, dude.
Comparing it,
it is cool that it's a one-on-one sport. I feel like you don't get that a lot in mainstream anymore because everything is about the team.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, I mean, there's Tom Brady. There's LeBron James. There's whoever plays baseball good, because I don't watch baseball.
Baseball good.
But
Jeter?
Like,
is he out?
Those people are still defined by their teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no LeBron James. There's no one-on-one NBA.
Right.
LeBron James versus Derrick Rose, see who wins type of idea.
Like, for very hot seconds in team
right.
games.
But then they see each other four times a year, so even if LeBron James, you know, outplays Kevin Durant one game, mm-hmm. the next game, Kevin Durant could outplay LeBron James.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's no definitive way, and I think that's kind of cool about it, is that, oh, he's undefeated. Like,
right.
he's never lost. Like,
yeah,
you go in there against a Titan, you know, and if, I mean, you know LeBron James is a Titan, but, like, there's no way for him to prove he's better
mm-hmm.
than anyone else. Like, that's right. why the Michael Jordan-LeBron James debate will never be solved.
That's a good point.
Because there's no way for
there's
them to ever
not,
compete.
Yeah, there's not a record because, I mean, they're different
right,
years,
they're completely,
different times,
yeah, exactly.
different playing
it's
schedules,
because of the teams,
different teams,
yeah.
everything. There's way too many factors that factor into what's what, but this is just who can punch better on the given night.
I mean, it's still brutal, though, dude.
I watched an interview with Mayweather on Kimmel, and he said that once we get through this fight, we'll see. We'll see if they do anything UFC-wise or if they have another match or not.
I mean, almost every YouTube comment and Reddit comment I read about the fight was McGregor did great, and there's no way Mayweather could do what McGregor did, which is go into McGregor sport and last 10
oh,
rounds.
Oh, no way. No way. Unless Floyd has just been practicing MMA for fun in his free time, which
right.
I don't think he's been doing.
I don't think so.
You can't convert over to starting to kick and ground game and, like, backhead crap and hammer punches. And
yeah.
There's too many rules in boxing. There's not
right.
that many in UFC.
Right. Well, UFC's, I mean, I don't watch, but UFC is mostly about knockouts. Right,
yeah.
It's whoever falls down first loses, essentially.
Yeah, but they go, like, you know, I think, I don't remember.
I mean, they have rounds and everything,
yeah.
but...
But they could last.
I mean, but at the end of the round, do they do it based on points?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If no one gets knocked out. Yeah.
But usually there's knockouts.
Usually.
Because it's so brutal.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard
People
to
tap
get,
out or
it's
something.
Hard to get hit in the face by a flying knee.
Yes.
And keep going.
I would imagine.
Like, I've seen dudes, like, just stiffen up and, like,
right.
Like, after getting hit. I'm like, that dude's seriously screwed for
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
But,
So, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
There's way more stuff you could do in UFC, and there's way less rules that protect you. Like, I feel like Mayweather got protected by the rules in this fight a lot of
sure.
the time. But
I'll agree with that totally. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he can convert over to UFC.
No.
It would be a massacre.
So does that mean that McGregor's title, you know, I mean, he's not undefeated, but
mm-hmm.
no one really is in that sport.
Right.
Like, does that mean that his title, world champion of the UFC multiple times of his weight class, holds more weight than Mayweather's undefeated record in
That's
boxing?
That's a person-by-person basis, I would feel like. But to me, yes.
Because, yeah, I would think that UFC...
The man who could kill you in multiple ways
is
the more
sport.
Dangerous
yeah.
and, yeah, more intense sport.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
But it's also quicker. This boxing is much like composure, like Connor said.
Right.
It's much more like you got to
time
yourself.
It's a completely different sport.
Rhythm and everything like that's in it. But, yeah, UFC is more like if you get rage and infuriated, like, you can go out and kill somebody, and then that's yeah. it.
Just remember that they both make collectively about $500 million.
Yeah.
And,
that's us for watching that.
Yep.
That's us for watching that.
Yep, that's
we didn't contribute, though, so suck it, UFC, and your stupid app that didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't hurt him at all because they gave it away for free anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We only hurt ourselves, so
that's
what happens. But yeah, man, fight.
Like,
cool.
I watched the Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather fight after this.
Yep,
and it's,
which everyone said was horrible and boring. And
It was, yeah, I didn't watch the whole fight. I watched highlights. I tried to watch the whole fight, and it was just very cat dancing and little tiny hits and jabs and here
right.
and there. But, yeah, they made it to the end of the round, and it was very close. I think Floyd won 116-108 or something like that.
Okay.
So it was pretty darn close, but he did win. He got a good couple of hits. But yeah, I when you're looking at it, those punches don't look hard enough, but those hurt.
Dude, they gotta hurt.
I boxed David one time, and he just annihilated my head. I'm like, I'm in a ball. I'm like, damn it, that hurt.
Yeah,
and it was full gloves.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, that was more intense.
You still get hit by a glove at 80 miles an hour. it's yeah. gonna hurt.
When your face curves your arm and goes yeah. back like that,
right?
Yeah, yeah, that's when.
It's like,
you
I mean, you
got to
think of
hard.
It like if I put my hand on your face mm-hmm. and then just pushed as hard as I could,
right.
that would hurt.
Yep.
And I'm not hitting you.
Yeah.
I'm just
and
crushing your skull.
Going 70 miles an
right.
hour at your face,
right?
And Floyd's like one of the fastest punchers I've seen because McGregor's got a good left. Floyd's got his right.
Right.
Those are the two. But he's just quicker.
It's
and I can't believe Conor was like, he's not fast. He's not. He doesn't punch hard.
Right. Well, that's just
he's
his trash
just
talk.
Composed. I'm like,
that's just
shut up.
Talk. Which is why it worked out the best for him that he got a TKO.
Yeah.
Because
then
he can
then
still
why is
talk
your
trash.
Eye shut right now? Why is your right eye shut?
My right eye shut because I don't
hard?
Need both eyes to beat him and I wanted him to know it. That's what it would be. You know.
Dude. You should watch some Conor UFC stuff, man.
I probably will never do that.
It's intense.
I'll probably never do that.
It's intense.
I mean, the fight was cool, and it's definitely a zeitgeist of pop culture right now, but...
I was... when
I
was watching
anymore,
it,
dude.
I was getting so disappointed. I built it... For some reason, I don't know why, I built it up in my head, like, this is going to be
well, I think
the
it was,
most brutal thing I've ever seen. But no, not brutal.
I think it was as best as it could have been.
It definitely was a great fight.
It could have been a round one knockout or something, you know, and it's just...
That would have been better.
Well, because, like, that happens a lot in, like, the UFC. Like, I remember people complaining about these fights. Like, Ronda Rousey famously had a fight that was 6 seconds long.
Connor
and people
knocked
paid
some dude out in, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, and people pay $100 for those, too, and then it's over in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd throw myself off a building.
I would, too.
That'd be horrible. At least this thing
great.
Was 5 hours long.
It's great right when it happens. You know, the crowd goes friggin' nuts.
Right.
You're like, oh my God, that just happened.
Right.
But,
well, I mean, we started the stream at probably 8, and you didn't leave my house till 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was 4.5 hours.
Yep.
It's a long time, dude.
It's a long time, but that was the other fighters, too.
Well, right, but still, it's included in your $100.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, I mean, if you like fighting, then you
not
get...
worth it.
No, I don't.
Not
I don't think so, but we don't really like fighting, so. No.
The trick is to get a group of people to contribute, you know, $25.
Right, and that's what most people do, I think. They have a viewing party,
yeah.
You know. And
that would be the smart thing
yeah.
to do. But.
That's mostly what happens. But, yeah, so that's the fight. All right, what do we want to talk about
so
next?
So, speaking of getting punched in the face, the DCEU is getting punched, like, straight in the face.
Okay.
By people on the internet.
What do you want to start with? Because I have two different stories about Joker movies.
Yeah, not those.
And then you have something about Justice League.
I want to talk about Justice League because I don't exactly know what's going on. I haven't read all the spoilers, but I know that apparently the first cut, Zack Snyder's cut,
okay.
was unwatchable.
Right. Well, and for context, Joss Whedon came in and basically filmed like last 2 months of like the year-long shoot or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he's finishing it up, but it was mostly done, and the executives at Warner Brothers wanted Joss Whedon to stick exactly to Zack Snyder's plan,
right,
to honor his vision or whatever.
That didn't happen.
So, okay.
Apparently Joss rewrote the ending.
But
he
I thought he wasn't allowed
ending.
To do that
he
stuff.
He rewrote the ending. Because the first cut was unwatchable, apparently.
According to him?
No.
Just in general?
Just by the people who've seen it, the execs or whoever
so,
has seen it.
So what you're saying the internet's saying is that they gave Joss Whedon orders to not change it,
mm-hmm.
and then they saw what Zack Snyder had done.
I think
done.
That was like a, that was a guess. That would
right.
be my guess.
With sight unseen,
uh-huh.
they said leave it. And then
right.
they saw what he had done, and they're like... Joss,
no.
save us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, okay, so the main villain of this movie, which was foreshadowed in Batman vs. Superman, Batman had, like, a vision into the future.
Okay.
Where all these bug creatures are flying in
oh,
and
Starship
destroying humanity. But,
okay.
They looked very similar. And that was Darkseid? Yes, Darkseid, not Doomsday. Darkseid.
Okay. okay.
And he... apparently was like had the like death boxes or some crap that was big that was foreshadowed in Batman vs Superman.
Oh, Darkseid,
Darkseid. So this was supposed to be the bad guy. Apparently, this is not the bad guy anymore. It is now Steppenwolf.
Oh God. Okay.
And that is apparently
oh my God.
A
look
Wonder
at all his
Woman
abilities,
character.
Dude.
This is like, I think this is the, one of the big bads of the
DC human strength,
comics.
Invulnerability, immortality, healing, regeneration, immunity to diseases, flight and levitation, energy and mass matter manipulation, dimensional manipulation, soul manipulation, astral projection,
what?
Force field, telepathy, telekinesis, teleportation, dimensional travel, mind control, cosmic awareness, erosion blast, avatar creation, size alteration, chronokinesis, power disruption, omega sanction, omega powers, including projection of omega beams, intimidation, expert combatant, indomitable will, leadership, and apocalypse power feed. He is invincible, then.
Yeah.
Okay, so they changed it. It's no longer him?
It's no longer him. The new villain is Steppenwolf. Ooh, I don't know who that is.
But did they change the villain prior to Joss taking over?
No.
So how are they going to make the movie? Doesn't it come out in November?
Yeah. That's why people are worried.
That's in 2 months,
yeah.
Man.
Uh-huh. I don't know if it's like a giant Ponzi scheme where they're just like, we're gonna just leak a whole bunch of fake stuff. But that's what I've seen.
Well, this late 13 hours ago from Screen Rant, Justice League reshoots follow Snyder's plan.
Uh-huh.
Says Justice League is set to premiere November 17th, and not until then will rumors start swirling around DC's extended universe flagship team-up movie. The current rumors have ranged from speculation around Ben Affleck's future with the franchise to potential changes to the film's ending, and even the suggestion that nearly the entire movie is being reshot. We have already extensively covered why many of those rumors are highly suspect and should be taken with a grain of salt, but a new report from Mark Hughes on Superhero News has provided some much-needed clarification behind the scenes situation, specifically that Joss Whedon-led Justice League reshoots have not deviated significantly from the original plans laid by Zack Snyder.
See, I'm spreading fake news.
So, on the numerous claims made about the reshoots, restructuring, and other tonal adjustments going on in the wake of Snyder's departure, the oldest and most prominent rumor has been that the movie has basically been reshot twice, or at least seen some sort of massive overhaul due to additional photography. These rumors usually cite the fact that the reshoot schedule is much longer than movies typically take for additional photography, but Hughes' source said this is definitely not the case. And the delays are due to complicated scheduling, not to the significance of reshoots.
Reshoots. Then I've seen so many articles saying Steppenwolf, here's the new bad guy in Justice.
Well, that was here on Google. Literally on the thing. Steppenwolf's face revealed right here. There he is.
Yeah, see, that's not Darkseid.
Look at Wonder Woman's perfectly shaved armpit. As we get closer and closer to the big DC team-up blockbuster Justice League, more and more details are being revealed about the film's villain Steppenwolf, including a new clean look at the character's face. The villainous wannabe world conqueror and uncle to arch-villain Darkseid, he's Darkseid's uncle, will unleash an army of parademons on Earth so dangerous it forces these superhero titans to come together to stop them. It's about the extent of what we know. However, despite an extensive comics history, it remains to be seen how the character will be portrayed.
So maybe it was just a rumor that they thought that was going to happen, that it was going to be Darkseid, but really, like, Darkseid's Thanos, so this villain is more like Ultron.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Seawolf1 in chat says, I want this movie to be good so bad, I just don't know anymore. I can't imagine this movie's going to be good.
No. No.
I mean, there is precedent. With superhero movies, like Ant-Man, for example, was an Edgar Wright movie,
mm-hmm.
and then they split over creative differences, and a new guy stepped in, and Ant-Man was good.
Yeah.
So there is it's possible.
It's possible.
But here's why I doubt it, because Suicide Squad wasn't good.
Nope.
Batman vs. Superman was objectively not good.
Nope.
It was okay.
It was bad.
And you got the same people who made those two movies, and I guess one person made Batman vs. Superman, and the executives behind Suicide Squad. And Suicide Squad kind of went through the same thing where they rewrote it at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. And they had
the trailer company
that cut the trailer for Suicide Squad, cut the entire movie.
Yeah, like.
And took half that and half of David Ayer's version and just kind of meshed it together.
I just don't know. I mean, if you're watching, you know, chat, tell us why you're excited. Because I honestly don't get how people are still hyped. Like, I would have lost faith, I guess is what I'm saying. But also, I've never really been a big fan of DC.
Yeah.
But then again,
No.
I look at, like,
I love Batman.
Christopher Nolan's Batman. It's great. But they've never, I mean, since our parents' age, they've never made a good Superman movie.
No, the only good things were the cartoons.
Well, right, and the cartoons have basically complete creative freedom, and that's why they're good.
Yeah.
Like, they're not overly managed by Warner Brothers executives.
Why do I think Warner Brothers needs to manage just like babies? I don't get it. Like, it must be their biggest baby.
Chad says, it's like they're all rushed for no reason, but Marvel comes out with 3 movies a year.
Yeah. And it's just like, they're all, they follow the same kind of template, though. All of them are pretty similar.
Good?
I mean, story
highly
plot,
reviewed.
There's something
make a billion dollars, those templates.
They get hurt, they get back
No, I
up,
agree with you.
They fight again, get back up.
Does the DC
again,
Universe not follow that? Because Justice League sounds like it's a big, scary thing happening. All the people get together to fight the big, scary thing.
They were trying to do something different than what Marvel was doing, so where it's just not copy and paste, but now they're just copying and paste.
But they're doing it badly. Apparently.
I mean, from all the leaks and the news and the rumors and all that crap, it's worrying fans. And that creates content of worried fans, like, what's going on?
So, Justice League comes out in essentially 2 months.
Yeah.
And
it could have a new villain. It could have the same villain. It could be the same movie.
I mean, they've got to be.
Josh could have done something different.
They've
got
to be close to finishing editing, right? Because it can't be, like, immediate getting all this stuff in to drives and onto film and shipping it out
and
to theaters.
Color correcting, and special effects.
Yeah, like
the money they're spending on the special effects houses to get this turned.
Yeah, to rush it. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's got to be so much. But another thing I heard was the cyborg character. Zack Snyder wrote him to be really like depressing and like not at all like the Teen Titans character.
Okay.
But I heard that Josh was trying to change that up and give him a little bit more human personality to the cyborgness.
That's what's crazy to me, is that Joss Whedon has basically never made a bad movie. And so they bring him in, and you're like, okay, if Joss Whedon says, I'll do it, then it must have some goodness to it. Because Joss Whedon strikes me as someone who has integrity about story and a good
and
film.
And not just in it for the money.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you start hearing all these things about, well, Joss didn't like this, and Joss didn't like that. Mm-hmm. And that does make you worry, because the only reason Joss wouldn't like it is if it wasn't good.
Yep. Well, Mr. Zack Snyder, I don't know. I'm touching your thing.
How dare
you
move my mic?
We move each other's mics. I don't know, man. Zack Snyder, he lost me after he did 300. 300 was great. After that, down the drain. I don't know if Watchmen was before or after that.
I think it's after.
I think it is.
I think he used his goodwill from 300 to make Watchmen. People love Watchmen, though.
Yeah. I think it's more, it's pretty, I don't know.
I think Watchmen is, ironically, the perfect example, because Warner Brothers let Zack Snyder do whatever he wanted for Watchmen. Comic book people, I think, love Watchmen.
I'm sure the Watchmen is more dark, though.
Yes.
So it fits the tone.
Well, it's a Frank Miller story, so I think so.
Batman versus Superman. Like, obviously, those are held higher than
Watchmen.
Well,
and even 300.
More mainstream.
300 was also dark. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone dies in that movie.
Yes, they do. Did he do the other one, Rise of the Empire?
I doubt it.
Because it
was. How could
really
he? He was doing
bad.
All the other ones.
He's
really doing all the superhero
bad.
Movies. How could he be doing that?
Dude, the two enemies just have sex in the middle of the movie, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah, director by Noam Murrow.
We're going to continue fighting each other.
Noam Murrow. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's stupid. I don't like it. I'm scared. I'm worried.
I don't care at all about DC.
I want to.
I don't.
I remember when I did care, back when Dark Knight Rises was coming out, right off, hot off the Dark Knight. I'm like, give it.
Why don't they...
Give me it.
I mean, I know that Justice League is a thing. All right, I know that.
Yeah.
It's in the TV shows. It's in the cartoons. Uh-huh. It's in the comics. I get it. I think DC would be better off not making a universe. And getting just repeating the Chris Nolan formula.
Well,
of,
check your other let's, stories there,
let's get this and make a Superman movie that's good and not have to worry about it working
all
with everybody else.
Yeah, I mean... Go to a couple of
stories.
All right,
so let's talk about this garbage.
The Joker
right
origin movie. Go to that one.
You want
to
do origin movie? Okay, so.
Because this is apparently not in the DCEU.
Yes, so the Joker origin story by Todd Phillips, who, like, did Due Date, the Hangover movie, the Hangover movies,
really,
and Old School, like all those types of movies. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm here for the gangbang, that type of thing. All right, Martin Scorsese, who we have decided, maker of the best movie of all time, The Departed, which I've still not seen.
God, you bastard.
are teaming up to make a Joker origin movie. Warner Brothers and DC are in the early stage of another Batman universe spinoff, this one telling the origin story of the signature villain, the Joker. The studio has set The Hangover's Todd Phillips to co-write a script with 8 Mile scribe Scott Silver. Phillips will direct the movie, and Martin Scorsese will produce it with Todd Phillips. This will be the first film under a new banner that has yet to be named in which Warner Brothers can expand the canon of DC properties and create unique storylines with different actors playing the iconic characters. I'm told the intention is to make the origin story that isn't part of any other iteration. The Joker has memorably been part of 2 Batman movies in the form of Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger, and was most recently portrayed by Jared Leto in the first Suicide Squad film. He will reprise in the Suicide Squad sequel in the Harley Quinn spinoff, but this new film will launch the character with a different actor, possibly younger. The intention is to make gritty and grounded hard-boiled crime film set in the early 80s, Gotham City, that isn't meant to feel like a DC movie as much as one of Scorsese's films from that era, like Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, or The King of Comedy. I'm told that Todd Phillips and Silver are writing already, but there is nothing firm on where this will fit into the DC schedule. Phillips most recently directed War Dogs, and Silver's most recent script include The Fighter, which I think was award-nominated, right? That was a Christian Bale movie, I think.
The Fighter?
Yeah, I think so.
It was Christian Bale and Marky Mark.
Right.
Marky
So Martin Scorsese, Todd Phillips are going to make a Joker origin movie that's not connected in any way to the rest of the DC films, but will stand alone. And then literally in the same week, we have this story right here where Joker and Harley Quinn are getting a spin-off movie about their romance origin, penned by the people who made Crazy Stupid Love. So Glenn Vaccara and John Requa, directors and executive producers of the hit NBC drama This Is Us, and who also wrote and helmed the 2011 film Crazy Stupid Love, are entering the DC cinematic universe at Warner Brothers. The duo are in final negotiations to pen and helm an untitled movie project centered on Batman villains Joker and Harley Quinn. Jared Leto and Margot Robbie are due to reprise their roles as the villains among the most popular characters in DC pantheon, which they first portrayed in 2016's Suicide Squad. Insider says the plan is for this feature to go after the studio makes a sequel to Suicide Squad, which is in development, fast track out to directors. But the Joker and Harley Quinn movie is also moving fast as Warner has contend the actors' holding agreements. So basically, they're making it quick so they can still have the actors on contract. But they're going to do it after Suicide Squad 2. The film is described as a criminal love story, according to one source, featuring the two murdering maniacs who are cornerstones of the Batman mythos. One insider offered this, quote, an insane and twisted love story when Harry met Sally on Benzedrine. So,
I mean, that sounds interesting and weird.
So,
and unneeded.
In the next 5 years, give or take,
we're going to see like 3 different
Jokers. We're going to have a Justice League 2, which has no Joker in it. Justice League 1 has no Joker. We're going to see Aquaman. Has no Joker. Then we're going to see a Suicide Squad 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jared Leto's Joker. Mm-hmm. A Joker origin movie that has another man playing the Joker, mm-hmm, that doesn't exist in the same universe as the other 4 movies I just mentioned. And then a spin-off prequel to Suicide Squad about Harley Quinn and the Joker falling in love, starring Jared Leto and Margot Robbie. And then a Harley Quinn spin-off that takes place somewhere in there, also with Margot Robbie.
Oh, what is that, like 5?
Well, we got
That's
Origin. We got Origin,
movies,
Suicide Squad 2, Love Story, and Harley Quinn.
And Harley,
so that's 4 movies with the Joker and Harley Quinn.
And 3 of them are Jared Leto.
Yeah, and one of them's not. And one of them is unrelated.
Why?
I mean, people worry about superhero movie fatigue.
Yeah.
And if they can make 4 Joker movies,
mm-hmm,
of single character,
mm-hmm,
makes no sense.
No. Why you would bet your money on that after the worst performing movie of the entire DC?
Well, how are they even making a Suicide Squad 2?
Don't know.
Well, here's what doesn't make sense to me.
Don't know.
Here's what doesn't make sense to me, all right? Wonder Woman. Is their best performing movie since Batman vs. Superman.
best
it's
critically.
Also the best reviewed movie and the best liked by people that they've ever made in the DC universe. And so the next 8 movies they make have nothing to do with that movie.
Nope. She's in Justice League, man. Maybe.
Now she is, but I mean, they made that.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be more focused on the other 3 people that they have to
introduce. Yeah, it's about Batman, Aquaman, and Cyborg.
Uh-huh, The Flash.
The Flash, yeah.
Who's also played by a different character than in his TV show.
Right, because the TV universe is separate from the movie universe.
Makes no sense to me. Why have 5 different universes?
Yeah, so again,
you're an idiot.
We'll just roll back to what we were talking about before this topic. Why don't they just make one-off good films that don't have to worry about connecting?
Yes, or just make an MCU. Your Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Everything on Netflix, plus the movies, are in the same universe. Same connected sphere. It's not that hard.
They're also
to be
all
like,
well
this
reviewed.
This event happened before what we're doing now. So
right.
Let's,
well, and
let's throw
Marvel
in some
is
hits.
Showing they can do prequels, sequels, and spinoffs.
Yeah,
just fine. Like Inhumans is a TV show that's a spinoff from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
And they're making the Captain Marvel movie in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking place before all of the Marvel stuff. People can keep up and figure it out, and they can still be in the same universe.
I don't get it, man. And that's what I think Marvel does really well is, like, I do, like, the big budget ones, like Civil War, Avengers, all those, they're going to be pretty damn similar with the story plots. Like, oh, they get together, they fight, they get hurt, they split up for a little, then they come back and fight and win. Like, that's it. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's just like when I watch Thor, it's a lot different than watching Captain America, the first Avenger.
Oh, I agree. Oh, I totally agree, dude.
It's just like similarities in like events that happen, but they're done completely differently.
Dude,
it's just different worlds. I don't get it. I don't see why they can't just make them different. Like, I mean, everything looks different.
And don't people like the TV shows, the DC TV shows? Like, yeah. I don't think they liked The Flash anymore. I think it went really downhill.
Arrow,
if I remember,
was the one that everybody liked.
Yeah, but they liked Arrow. Don't people like Gotham on Fox?
I don't know.
Like, I think people like that movie or that TV show.
A Joker origin. It's in that TV show,
right? I just don't know what was that. I just don't know why. I just don't know why they need all these extra things.
4 Joker movies.
Yeah,
you crazy? Are you crazy?
And not all of them are related to each other.
No.
And then you have Joker on TV.
That makes no sense.
And Joker in the comics. I mean, I guess I don't know who they're making him for. Maybe that's the question. Because you mentioned like Batman the Killing Joke earlier.
Yeah.
That's that animated movie where Mark Hamill's the Joker.
Right.
Everyone loves Mark Hamill as the Joker. I've never read anyone who said they don't like Mark Hamill as a Joker.
Right.
And people love that movie. So the comic book people get their fix if they need it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they really like, oh, I would love The Killing Joke, but God, I wish Batman was Ben Affleck. Like,
right.
I don't feel like they're doing that. So they're making him for
money.
Us,
they're making
right?
him for money. That's what they're
well,
making
yeah.
him for.
But if,
and
but
it's
if
just
us,
like,
the people who don't watch The Killing Joke because we're not huge comic book fans,
mm-hmm.
and we don't like the movies, how are they going to make money?
They're not. They're not. They will, from idiots that go.
I mean, people are still going to go, but...
Yeah. It's just like the Transformers crap. You got the brand. That's all you need. Whether it's good or not, who cares? They'll come for the brand.
I just don't understand it, man.
I don't either. I hate it. You could just make good things and then get awards, you know, for being good.
You could do that.
But, no, you could also just try and rake in as much cash as you
can. I mean, how long does Warner Brothers get good karma based off the fact that they made the Dark Knight trilogy? How long do they get to point at that and be like, we can do it, before you point to everything they've done since 2011 and go, no, you can't anymore?
Yeah, I really wonder what creative freedoms Christopher Nolan had on that.
Oh, total, I would
like,
say.
You would think?
He would have had to,
have,
because
think.
Otherwise it would end up in this giant cluster like
well,
everything else.
Stop
has.
Chopping up what you pay people to do! Stop it! I'm sick of hearing this director got fired, that director got fired.
It happened
this
on the Han Solo
happening.
Movie
this
most recently.
This. I'm just like, studios... Get it right the first time, or just say screw it and just don't even wait. Wait a little longer. Be like, we'll have to push it a year. People will still show up for it. Just make it good and don't just half-ass it. Suicide Squad was half-assed.
Well, it was rushed at the end.
It
you
was
could
terrible.
Tell, and you could tell.
It's terrible. Just cut up, timing, plot, everything did not make sense.
Well, and they show, and Warner Brothers
fight a god. I don't know.
Like, I honestly, I can see, like, with the Ant-Man scenario, sometimes it happens. Sometimes a studio disagrees and they just part ways.
Right.
And it can happen. And the difference is that Warner Brothers has shown multiple times that when they do that, they can't fix it.
They don't know what to do.
They don't know how to fix it, but yet they keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Unlike Marvel, which did it once and they somehow did it. Okay, well, now we have good faith that if it ever happens again, it'll be okay.
Right.
With Warner Brothers, it's like, okay, you did it once. If it comes out and it's good, all right, you'll get the next one, but it's not, and it never is. Mm-hmm. It's always bad. Oh, Suicide Squad got chopped up by executives, and now it's no longer good.
Yep.
Justice League had all these problems. They brought in a new, well, I guess they didn't technically bring in a new director for that, but it's the same thing, and it's like, now it's no longer good.
Yep.
You know, you're going to have Martin Scorsese do one Joker movie. You're going to have the guy who did This Is Us do another Joker movie. You're going to have another dude do Suicide Squad 2, which also had the Joker in it.
And guess which movie they didn't cut up or touch with, because I don't think they would, because of the whole feminism kind of thing?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're not going to tell a woman director, we don't like your vision.
Right, and it came out great. And it probably has nothing to do, it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman. It has everything to do with the fact that they left her alone.
Yeah.
And if they did that with other filmmakers.
But they also couldn't. I don't think they would have.
Well, I don't think they, I think it would have been politically bad for them, but I agree with that. But still, the point remains, let filmmakers do their jobs.
It's like, and you'll probably get what you want. And you'll get good things. Like, what do you expect? Just give them the budget. Let them do what they do, because this is their job. This isn't your job. Your job is figuring out where to put movies, when to maximize profits.
I would love someone who has more time than us to make a list of Warner Brothers movies that were untouched and touched, and see which ones made more money and were highly reviewed. Because if you stack up the Dark Knight trilogy as untouched, they had to have made more money than all of the DCU combined,
right?
To total,
yeah. Because, I mean, so far they've had...
Because that's why they touch them, is they're worried, right? They're worried that they're not going to make money, they're not going to be good enough, so they touch them.
No!
But then if you look at the... I don't understand.
They don't want... They don't want the memes, man. They don't want the memes. It's like that ESPN thing that just happened. Where they got Robert Lee to leave.
Yep, because his name was Robert Lee.
And they were like, we were just trying to not cause a situation. Well, you caused a situation by not causing a situation.
Yeah, people are
congratulations.
Going.
They're going to find out.
I think the point is that all these studios are ran by people probably in their 60s or older, and they don't understand how the world works right now.
Yeah, that's probably a very true point. Yep.
But, all right, let's move on to something more fun.
More fun!
Netflix develops marijuana strains based on its original shows. I got this for you, Colby.
Oh, sweet. Look, what?
I got this for you.
It doesn't make any sense.
Netflix has co-created a set of cannabis strains based on a selection of its most popular original shows. The set, called the Netflix Collection, was sold as part of a pop-up event at the Alternative Herbal Health Services in West Hollywood on the 25th or 27th of August.
I want Banana Stand Kush, man.
Federal laws prevent the products being available by mail, and Netflix will not be profiting off any of the sales. But each strain was cultivated with the specific shows in mind, designed to complement each title based on their tone. A press release read, for example, sillier shows may be more indica dominant, while dramedies will be more sativa dominant to help the more powerful scenes resonate. The shows feature... include Orange is the New Black, which has spawned Pousy Riot, meant for kicking it with somebody, talking, making Pussy mad Riot. Stupid jokes. Yeah, Pousy Riot. Yeah, you get it. Arrested Development, which has been labeled Banana Stand Kush, ideally for a big yellow joint, and Grace and Frankie, the Peyote 73, an uplifting sativa hybrid.
Dude, what's Prickly Muffin?
I don't know. Can we make these pictures bigger, I wonder? Oh, look at that. Inspired by BoJack Horseman.
Oh, my gosh.
Camp Firewood, inspired by Wet Hot American Summer 10 years later.
Jeez. Why?
And then you have Baca Bile, based on Santa Clara Diet.
Oh, nice.
The Pousy Riot, inspired by Orange is the New Black. And Moon 13, inspired by Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Return. Strain type sativa hybrid, sativa hybrid. I mean, that is hilarious, dude.
My only question is why?
It's just marketing.
I guess. That's just weird. They're up on the times, man.
Yeah.
They are top of the line. They're like, well, weed's getting there. It's almost there. And so why not just make our own line of it? Branded in a nice smell-proof container.
The collection also features three varieties based on a new show, Disjointed, a sitcom starring Kathy Bates as the owner of a marijuana dispensary, which was the inspiration for the pop-up event. So there's your origin
so
right there.
It's also to help promote
so it's
the
like,
new show.
It's like a four-way tie-in.
Yep. That's crazy.
Dude, I love it.
I love it. Let's get some.
Okay.
It's illegal here.
It's illegal here, so you can't do it.
Rat.
Yep.
Kansas lawmakers, come on. Where you at? You don't listen to this show?
I don't think they do, man.
They should.
Don't think they
and
do.
They should legalize marijuana.
And they ain't going to do that because it would cost them money.
It would cost them money?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, man, because now they get people, you know, paying them, you know, to not legalize it. You got to wait for all the old people to
like
die. Dude, it's a conspiracy. You know this.
Oh, God.
You know it's a conspiracy.
The old people are paying people to not have marijuana legal?
Why else wouldn't marijuana be legal when popular majority says make it legal? The American people say, make it legal.
Business people.
The American rich people say, nah.
The pharmaceutical industry.
Yes. That would be a big one.
That would be the major
one. That would be the big one. Also the CIA, probably.
Nah.
I don't know that. I just feel like if there's a conspiracy, the CIA is always involved.
I just feel like weed isn't the most expensive drug. So, like...
It should be cheaper than alcohol.
Yeah, they
actually
should be going after, which I'm sure they are, but they should be focusing their efforts on the more expensive, highly dangerous kind, say cocaine, heroin, Oxycontin, that kind
of
crap.
Did you see this gif of this guy at the Mayweather fight who was in the background like the entire time and he was just like rubbing his nose and twitching?
No.
They call him the cocaine
guy. I saw man tits, though.
Oh, dude, that guy was horrific.
Had a big old white shirt with big old man titties.
Yep.
It was very great.
Yep. All right, man. Well, you know, I thought you might care about that more.
I would totally care if I could buy it.
Yeah, you
can't buy it.
I mean, it's cool though that they're like
they're
doing
up
it
times, man.
Right?
Give it. They should partner with Amazon to where they can ship it to my house.
They can't. It's illegal.
Ah, see, make it illegal.
All right, what do we want to talk about now, man? We got we could talk about the hurricane. We could talk about this Avatar stuff, which really we could just mention quickly in passing. And then we could talk about this thing about space.
Let's see. This one.
You want to talk about this?
Yes.
So, apparently, 4 years after James Cameron announced his intention of making 3 Avatar sequels, and one more than a year after he decided to make it 4, the director is finally in what he describes full tilt production on the Mammoth Project, which will continue the story related to the 2009 blockbuster. "Oh, we're in production," said Cameron, talking to Entertainment Weekly ahead of the release of Terminator 2 Judgment Day 3D in theaters August 25th. Did you know that Terminator 2 3D is out in theaters right now?
No, I did not.
I did not know that either.
Why?
We're in full tilt production. We're in what we call scouting, which basically means is shooting for me. I'm on the stage all day long during the scouting process because there are no sets or locations other than in the virtual world. So I do all my location scouting with a troop of actors that go through the virtual sets and give me a sense of the scale and position, lighting, and that sort of thing. Then I'm in rehearsals with my principal cast, and I start shooting with them at the end of September.
So you're telling me they just went at a world, and then James just goes into that world.
That's what it sounds
and
like.
And is like, look at this camera angle from over behind
it sounds
this fake
like
tree.
They built a planet. They built
and
Pandora
they just go
virtually,
there virtually.
And now that the planet is built, they can actually film in it like it's a real planet.
I was watching the behind the scenes of Spider-Man 2, and yeah, they did that with all of New York. That's how they filmed the POV shots of Spider-Man like swinging through New York.
That's
and stuff
less
like
impressive
that.
Though than building an entire fictional planet.
That's very true because I mean, yeah, you model something, but that's just all creativity of somebody who was just paid to make an entire CG world of random stuff. You've
I mean,
never
people
seen.
Do that all the time for video games.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's people out there that do it. Like, I mean, Destiny's
not,
a great example.
I don't think not,
like,
not high quality.
They're completely making up an entire giant world that doesn't exist. But yeah, to make it screen worthy, that's an entirely different level.
Yeah.
And the fact that James Cameron just put on goggles and just walked through it, it's like, does he have, man?
We're in the future, man. You remember that scene in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy at the very end where they just like fly in some elevator through planet making and like back to Earth and stuff like that? That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in a movie. That's science fiction, and now it's real.
Is James Cameron like Elon Musk, but he's not putting his talents to use?
yes.
like Elon Musk is. Like, yeah. he's using them for selfish reasons.
Yes, he is.
But he's like a visionary,
mm-hmm.
crazy person.
1,000%.
Who has lots of money, can do whatever he wants. He just mm-hmm. happens to do it for himself to make Blue Cat movies.
Blue Cat movies. Blue Cat movies, man.
But that is insane that he built an entire world.
I can't believe that he's scouting his own virtual set.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
The cast once again includes Sam Worthington, Sigourney Weaver, Stephen Lang, and Zoe Saldana, who told your writer earlier this year that after shooting on more Avatar films, she would be, quote, done with space. She is kind of the queen of outer space at this point, between Star Trek, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Avatar, laughed James Cameron. Although her character does not go into space in Avatar, I should point out that we have to go through interstellar space to get to where she is. She pretty much lives in a rainforest. What we're saying is, you can come up with an idea for another sequel. You might want to check her availability before writing the script. A fifth sequel, muses Cameron? Yeah, she may be out. But you know what? I'm going to cross that bridge when I come to it in 9 years. The first of those four sequels is scheduled for release on December 18th, 2020, with the subsequent three arriving on December 17th, 2021, December 20th, 2024, and December 19th, 2025.
Wow. I mean, giving the man props that he knows what he wants to do with his life for the next 9 years.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
I mean, and they'll probably be good, right?
They'll probably
be
good.
If anything, they'll be amazing to look at.
Yeah.
If, at the very least, they're mm-hmm. amazing to look at.
That's true. Dude, scouting your own virtual set, that just hurt my brain.
Is there anyone else that's made an impact in film that, like, you only would see this in, like, books? Like, George R.R. Martin's Game of Thrones, or A Song of Ice and Fire,
mm-hmm.
J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, James Cameron's Avatar. Like, this is the first time you're ever going to see something that's completely original in a series yeah. made by one man that's on film, right?
Yeah, I think.
Because even, like, massive franchises like Marvel and Harry Potter, mm-hmm. they're all made by multiple people. This right. is his thing.
Yep.
He writes, directs, invented all of it by himself.
That's intense. I don't know why this is his go-to, but...
He loves Blue Cat people, man.
Blue Cat people, man.
Loves the Blue Cat people. He well, that's, it. I mean, that's good. For some reason, reading that made me like James Cameron, made me a James Cameron fan again. Like, you go, man. You go, dude.
Yeah, at least he's doing something weird.
It's crazy to me, dude.
And making a complete virtual world and then just deciding on where he wants to go with it.
So speaking of worlds, this is a new spacesuit made by Elon Musk's company, SpaceX. This is the first promo of it. That is, I believe, Elon Musk's face inside of that spacesuit.
That's not.
I believe it is. That's his face.
That's not.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Google it.
I can't tell. Okay, that looks like his face.
Yeah, look at him, dude. That's Elon Musk's face. Oh, look at this one.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's the Tony Stark Elon Musk right there, dude.
Tony Stark.
That's the Tony Stark Elon Musk.
Oh, my Lanta.
Like, look at this. This is his face. Oh, that's the wrong one.
Right yeah, here. I did see this, and
yeah, that's his
it
face,
works
dude.
And everything. It's pressurized. Like that's they've tested it already, and apparently it's good to go. That looks like Interstellar stuff right there, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He saw Interstellar and was like, give me that
I don't know
suit.
How I'd feel about going up into space and my head encased in a glorified motorcycle helmet while I have zero control over the capsule staring at some giant iPads. Because I'm guessing everything's automated. Is that suit for the spacewalks? Or the pressure suit they wear while takeoff landing. It looks incredibly thin for outer space. And I thought the takeoff landing suits were orange so they could find bodies in the event of a catastrophic failure. This is not an EVA suit. It's for takeoff and landing, but has been tested to double vacuum and isn't a mock-up.
Double vacuum, man.
Yeah, put it in a vacuum, then pressurize the suit to twice its intended working pressure.
Jeez.
So... It's a real spacesuit.
Yeah.
And it looks, you're right, it looks like Interstellar,
like
or like The Martian, like mm-hmm. more sleek.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me that, like, they made those spacesuits, like, in the 70s, right?
Right.
Or even, no, because Neil Armstrong's wearing 60s. Them, so they made them, like, the 50s.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, the mid-60s uh-huh. at the earliest, or the right. latest. And we haven't had new material technology since yeah. 1960?
Sure.
Like. Why do you gotta wear these big old suits, man?
I don't know. I bet you there's some electronics in there that warm you up or something.
What we
want to
get
cool
to is like
or...
the Guardians of the Galaxy spacesuits. You're like, you bloop and it just bloop. It just covers
bubble.
Your body, dude.
That'd be crazy. Dude, I want to go into space so bad.
We're going to colonize Mars, dude. Should we sign up to go
yes,
to Mars?
Yes, let's go.
I mean, let's think, really. What do we got waiting for us here?
death. Nuclear war.
Nuclear war, right? It's like the only thing really we got waiting for us here.
Yeah. And like 20 years of dictator Trump.
Just breathing in smog and let's go to Mars, dude.
I'm down.
Yeah. They got mountains.
They
got
to nuke it first. That's the way that they got to terraform it. They got to nuke it.
Well, maybe.
And that's the way I've heard that they could.
Well, that was like Elon Musk's idea was to nuke the poles.
Nuke the poles, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they're probably going to figure out a better way.
Like what?
I don't know. Send a robot to just like plant trees or something. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, man. But nuking it doesn't sound like the easiest way to do things.
That sounds very easy.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't sound practical because then you have to wait for the radiation and stuff to go away.
Well, the point, I was watching John Oliver's segment this last week about nuclear waste, and like one of the ways to get rid of nuclear waste that they wanted to try was to send it out into space. But then they were like, if anything went wrong on the way up to space...
Oh yeah, just
and
like
the thing
rain
explodes,
down.
Yeah, it would cover the atmosphere in nuclear radiation, and just like that would be catastrophic. So yeah, sending a nuke into space probably not a smart idea.
Let's risk it.
Just saying.
Shoot the nuclear waste up there. If God wants us to live, we'll live. I'll roll those dice. Well, I'm tired of playing around. I don't like sitting on the will we get bombed tomorrow. Dude, will we not get bombed tomorrow? Just send up nuclear waste.
Movie,
let's decide once and for
studio.
All, will God blow it up or not?
A movie studio can't even make a movie properly, and you want to trust the government and space people to send nuclear stuff into the atmosphere?
I didn't say, I said God.
God?
Yeah, if it blows up, it's because God wanted us to die.
Pick up the nuke and
yep.
just send it out.
It's either going to work or it's not. God will let it happen
or
it won't.
God should just make the ozone layer not be deteriorating.
No, because that's our fault. I want to do an ultimatum to God. It's like, this will kill us or it won't. You pick. Like the ozone layer, we could still fix that.
Put
we
it
can still fix
faith.
That. Once there's nuclear waste shooting up into space, time for choices is over. It's up to God. All right, it's up to the Lord.
It's up to the Lord.
I mean, we got rid of Aquanet and all that stuff that was destroying the ozone, okay? We tried to fix some of it.
Aquanet?
Yeah, you know, hairspray was destroying the ozone, yeah. right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, like, we could fix that. We could try to repair climate change. There's stuff we could still do. You shoot nuclear waste into the atmosphere, there's only two it's 50-50, you live or die, and that's up to the Lord.
That's up to the Lord.
So, that's what I say.
Let's do it, man. Risk it.
Roll those dice.
It's in our power. Yep. We're sending it today, so if we die tomorrow, you'll know why.
Okay, well, the only topic we got left here is this depressing one. You want to talk about it?
No. These poor people.
I mean, this is, Hurricane Harry?
Sure.
I think it's Hurricane Harry. I should know, because then I'd be...
The hurricane in Houston.
The big one.
That one.
Wait, that's...
The one that's going on right now.
I think it's Harry. God, I think it's Harry. It'd probably say, like, if I just Google it.
I'm going to gurgle it.
Is it Hurricane Harvey?
I'm going to gurgle it.
Yeah, Harvey.
Aha! Not Henry.
Okay.
Harvey.
So, Hurricane Harvey is just destroying the coast right now. So, there's, like, this is, like, a photo of this nursing home that had, like, 3 feet underwater. Like,
it's just, like...
flooding in north
Get
downtown
those people
Houston.
Out of
5 feet
up,
fast moving flood water.
Up a stair or something, man.
Like, it's like above,
that
almost
car
above
is
the
underwater,
top of cars.
Yeah.
And this is Houston. This isn't Corpus Christi or
right.
like a coastal town. This is like an hour inland.
Jeez. Yeah, you know, I don't like extreme weather events, they're never good.
You don't say. Here's just another video of Houston.
It just looks like
there's an apartment building.
Apocalyptic wasteland. That
yeah, man.
It's like after the Lord rained down the flood that killed humanity.
Here's water pouring in the front door of the Channel 11 news office.
Shoot. That's just all rain, then, isn't it?
Yeah.
God,
it's
man.
it's just so much rain, and I guess Houston doesn't have the infrastructure to deal with this type of flooding.
Right.
So, like, here's downtown Houston. I mean, and you could tell, like, the sidewalk there isn't too terribly flooded, but then, like, it just depends on the layout of the city, you know?
I'm sure there's little dips and dives where it's just, like, 20 feet of water. God.
dude, that's horrific, man.
This is only going to get worse and more frequent.
Well, that's what's so crazy about it is that, you know, people will just be like, oh, it's just a freak storm,
yeah,
you know?
Was that one thing that he said? Like, we've never seen anything like this before or some crap?
Yeah, the National Weather Service, it's in here.
Somewhere.
Is it this one? No, that's the Washington Post.
I thought it was the one with the...
This thread has a lot of video in it. Sorry, I'm scrolling right now, audio listeners. Yeah. National Weather Service tweeted, this event is unprecedented and all impacts are unknown and beyond anything experienced. So basically they just...
have no idea.
Help!
Help!
They don't know.
Lord Jesus, help me!
Help
me, Tom Cruise!
And this was 2 hours ago, and it says Houston rainfall is expected to double in the next 24 hours. And you can see this river right here is just...
It's getting worse?
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
Get out! Leave!
It's going to get worse.
Remember when Shep Smith got really upset at people for not leaving in Florida?
Yeah, I do.
You will die. Your children will die.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look much happier.
No.
Like, look at this semi-truck right here.
Boat is approaching even as the conditions...
I'm just going to, like... This guy got rescued out of a truck. Like, there's just...
Wow.
It's just a dude on a fan boat.
Dude, I'd be freaking out. Yes. I'd be just stuck in my semi like, I'm gonna drown! Why am I in the car? I'd be on top of it. If the water's coming up, it's coming into the car.
Yeah, look at this dude. He's in his semi. Maybe he can't open the door.
Maybe. Windows roll down, man.
Here he is, dude.
Sir, thank God you're okay. How does it feel to be on land?
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah.
What went through your mind when you saw that water?
Lord help me. Lord help me.
Oh, my God.
Lord help me.
Tom Cruise.
So glad these guys were on hand.
Oprah Winfrey.
To direct them to you.
Help me, Jewish God.
Did they tell you this is the same...
I like how we rescued his radio.
Most definitely.
Like, he is a truck driver, man. Breaker 19, I'm stuck in my truck and I'm about to drown. I'm just going to sit here and talk to y'all if that's all right.
Can I hug you? I'm so happy you're okay.
There's always some jerk on the world's loudest motorcycle driving by, isn't there?
The best possible
that
might have
been a boat,
there.
But yeah.
No, that's a motorcycle because I feel like, hey. And here's a video from downtown Houston. High rise shows the flooding along I-45 in downtown.
That's ridiculous, man. There was a building back there underwater.
Yeah, look at that. That's the roof. That's the roof of a building right there.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Shoot.
That's insane, dude. Let's see. Evacuation is taking place. Here's more video. Just like look at the street sign or the highway sign right there.
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, it's in some places it's fine and right. Some places it's horrific.
Well, I'm sure like a lot of stuff's underground because they didn't like expect...
It's a city.
Yeah.
It's a city, man.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, if you look at these, if you look at this map that the National Weather Service tweeted out, I mean, you're supposed to get 22 inches of rain, and Houston's right there in it.
That's crazy.
I mean, and Houston's like Wichita. It's not like Dallas or Chicago or New York where there's like a bunch of little suburbs and
mm-hmm.
like Houston's like Wichita. It's one end to the other is Houston, and it's huge,
right?
You know, and I think there's like 9 million people or something. Or it's not nine; it's like 6 million people. It's like
it's a big number.
It's like the fourth or fifth largest city in the U.S. because mm-hmm. it's like New York, L.A., Chicago,
Dallas,
Houston.
Yep.
I think is how it is.
Mm-hmm. That's intense, man. God, more storms! Stop it!
It's just rain. I mean, that's what's so crazy about it. It's not even a hurricane. It's
the coastal
just
cities, man.
It's just so much rain. Well, that's what's nuts is that Houston isn't really a coastal city.
It's close.
Yeah, but
closer
it's like
than us.
It'd be like Orlando being a coastal city.
Yeah, it's like Chicago.
It's not.
Chicago's not going to flood.
Yeah, but if it got this much rainfall, it's the equivalent.
Yep.
I just don't. They've never had this happen before, man. It's nuts to think about.
Yeah. That Gulf Coast is not a fun place to be, I don't think.
Yeah, 7-day rainfall forecast.
New York,
so right
Florida,
here, right here
Louisiana, Texas.
So 48-hour rainfall totals, 25-plus inches.
Wow.
For Houston area right here in the 48 hours. Catastrophic flooding, it says.
Yeah, well, when a building is underwater,
and this
I feel
is
like that's pretty bad flooding.
This is 8:10 a.m. this morning, so this isn't even old news. This is happening
Jeez,
right now.
God, man!
Like by the time this show is up on YouTube and people are watching this video,
there may be more.
It's going to be even worse than what we're witnessing right now on Twitter.
The next day or so, it's supposed to be just as bad.
It's insane, dude.
People
2 feet of rain.
Houston, prayers of the world,
dude.
And the U.S.
Good luck,
you.
Man. That's look. I mean, my God, you just
die.
Keep scrolling, and it's just...
Like, you think it's just water, but don't die, guys.
Turn around, don't drown.
Turn
Although,
around.
It doesn't even look like you get your
don't
car
drown.
In some of the places in Houston.
Get up to one of those high-rises.
I mean, there's a person, their car, because their windshield wipers are on.
Yeah, at this point in time, where the entire
Look at that, man, that's unreal!
...are flooded, I would be worried about alligators, crocodiles, piranhas, sharks, weird things that are under the water.
This kid just say, look at all this effing water.
Look at all this fucking water.
That kid's my spirit animal, dude. That's hilarious.
Look at all this fucking water.
Here's drone footage. Jeez, look at that. Yeah, because you can see, like, some of these neighborhoods, like, there's a street, like, just normal, and then, like... Some of this is just flooded like crazy.
That's insane, man. That is crazy.
And could you ever fly your drone like that, man?
No, I'd crash it. Straight into the water. Straight into the water.
Oh, my God, Splat. Dude. That's so funny. But, yeah, it's just nuts, like, the amount of rain and stuff you see. Like, that looks like, I mean, there's street signs. I mean, that's what, 3 feet, 4 feet, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Just covered in water, man.
So I'm glad we're in the middle of the country, man.
Yeah, all we got is tornadoes.
Yeah, those things.
It's crazy to me.
Apparently everywhere has something, man. Everywhere God's trying to kill some people.
Well, and it's going to get worse, too, you know, as climate change happens, you know, this type of freak weather is going to get more and more extreme. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just what's going to happen.
Come on, Trump. What are you doing, man? You're an idiot.
Well,
it's manipulated
by
the Chinese.
Well, he banned transgenders and pardoned Joe Arpaio as this hit landfall. So that's what he's doing.
God.
It's distraction tactics, you know.
What a piece of crap.
Yep. All right, man. Well, that's all the
president.
Topics.
That's our show.
No, I want one more thing.
One more thing.
By the time people hear this, unless you're like super fans and you listen like at 5 p.m. as soon as it's up on iTunes because you're crazy. What's your predictions for Game of Thrones tonight, man? We want to see how right you're going to be tomorrow morning when everyone listens.
No.
It's a 90-minute episode.
I'm going to embarrass myself.
Yeah, that's the point. That's why I'm asking.
An hour and a half.
It's a 90. Well, it's rumored. I mean, no one knows for
Everyone's
sure.
Everyone's going
to
die.
Minutes. Everyone's dead.
Everyone gets blown
Here's what
up.
Happens in the last episode of Game of Thrones, all right, guys? Spoiler alert. Here's what happens. Tyrion builds a rocket and puts nuclear waste aboard it and shoots it up into the air. And it explodes
all
on accident and it kills Westeros.
Kills everything.
All right, into spoilers.
All right.
That's what happens tonight.
So, the people that are going to be at King's Landing are going to be Cersei, Jaime, Brienne, and the Hound.
Well, they're at the Dragon Pit, I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Is that at King's Landing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's where what's the Hound's last name?
Clegane.
Clegane Bowl. That's where that was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I would assume just off of King's Landing, but still.
Okay.
So, Jon's not going to be there. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
They all show up.
They're all
going to
be there.
Dragons up into this mofo.
So, yeah. Tyrion's there, Jaime's there, Cersei's there. It's a Lannister reunion. It's the first time the Queen of Dragons is going to meet Cersei. Bronn is also going to be there. It's the first time he's going to see Tyrion for a long time.
He just saw him.
Well, that's true, but they didn't really mention anything. And then Podrick is going to be there, and he's going to see Tyrion for the first time in a long time. Jaime is going to see the giant woman, whatever her name is, Brianna Tarth.
Mm-hmm.
Going to see her for the first time in a long time. And then Clegane Bowl is going to, because the mountain's going to be there, the hound's going to be there. Miss Elendri is going to see Jon Snow again, because she's also there.
The red woman?
Yep.
Oh, shoot. Why is she there?
Oh, I don't know. She's just there in the set photos. Yeah, she's like in the promos and stuff. She's just there. I don't have
Where'd
any idea
go?
Why.
Where'd she go? She probably went to what? Dawn?
Valerian?
Who knows? But so they're there. So
somebody, you told me that somebody's
going to
die.
Someone is going to die. A character who's been there for the entire series is going to die.
Oh, God. The entire series?
Yeah, he's a major character.
I think everyone left is still from the first season, right? Not Podrick, not Brienne.
Right. I wouldn't consider them major characters.
The Lannisters have been there forever. The Starks have been there forever. Daenerys has been there forever.
Do you think? What do you think is going to happen beyond the Wall? Do you think anything's going to happen in Winterfell? Do you think anything's going to happen in, like, any of the other places? Or do you
God, now you're just making me so freaking hype, man! I'm about to explode!
Do you think that anything's going to happen that isn't at the Dragon Pit?
Well, I mean, I'm just going based off the promo stuff I've seen.
Because remember, okay, here, let's just recap. Okay? Sam left the place, headed back to Winterfell.
Yeah.
All right? Arya and Sansa are fighting. Sansa basically threatened him. Brandon Stark is just being creepy out by his tree still.
Yep.
Everyone else is pretty much heading to the meeting place, and then the White Walkers are at East March, essentially.
Oh, God.
And I think those would be the only three things that could happen, because they wouldn't introduce a new place or anything like that. So you got Winterfell, Beyond the Wall, and the Dragon Pit. Let's hear your predictions for what's going to happen at each place.
Okay.
Tonight. Thinking that there's only one season left
from
six
episodes.
From
the promos that I've seen, there was a lot of Unsullied Lannister action at a castle, which I did not see. People thought that was Castle Rock, but I didn't see that.
So
do
you think
there's
going to be a battle?
I think there may be, because there's a whole bunch of ships. What's his face?
Oh, that's true. Euron Greyjoy. We haven't seen him in a long time. I forgot about him.
He was surrounding the port when they were showing up or whatever.
Could be an ambush or something, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So what's your official prediction for the Dragon Pit? What do you think is going to happen, man? Because they have the White. They captured him.
I don't know. Cersei seemed pretty mysterious and probably not going to do what anything we'd expect her to do, because she's trying to think like her father, according to the last episode.
Okay.
So I feel like she'll go along and not do anything crazy.
No ambush, you're thinking?
No ambush. Okay. But I still feel like we're going to see a battle of some sort. And then I predicted that Peter Dinklage is going to get it. Mr. Tyrion.
You think he's going to die?
I don't, but that would be a big one.
That would be a big one. Probably the biggest one.
There's no way. And people don't know from the books, right? Because the book's not out yet.
That's right.
They don't know how this is going to end.
Right. Well, I know how it's going to end.
I know you do, Mr. Spoiler.
But, like,
bitch.
In general,
but
no.
No, the people that...
The people who didn't read television spoilers...
Okay.
Do not know how, because there are no books.
God.
This is way beyond the books at this point.
And this isn't going to end either, because we're getting another season.
Right, there's
and
another
I was
season.
Right about that. There's one more season with six episodes left. So, what could those six episodes be? It wouldn't just be the fight between them and the White Walkers.
Well, here's an article from The Verge, dude. 12 unanswered questions for Game of Thrones. Just keep talking. I'll see if any of these are worth listening.
I don't know. I can't picture Cersei and Daenerys teaming up. I can't picture it.
Okay.
Just, I can't. And especially with Tyrion there. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
This is actually pretty good art.
Cersei is going to want Tyrion's head.
You think so, even after she found out that Tyrion didn't kill their children?
Yes.
Okay.
She did not get revenge on that one bitch, so she's still in her mind. He probably did something involved with it, so she wants revenge for Joffrey.
Okay.
So, and her father.
Okay, well, I mean, he did die pooping.
Yeah.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah. By Tyrion. So, that's the only reason why I'm thinking that. I mean, people are saying the Hound might get it because of Mr.
Think Mountain's going to kill him?
Clegane, yeah.
Right, well, let's just read this, because I feel like this is probably the best way.
Okay.
Instead of you just trying to make everything up
on
the spot.
I'm making everything. You asked me to make everything up on the spot.
And I'm changing it now to make your life easier.
Okay, good.
All right? Don't make me take it back! Will Bran finally do something useful?
No.
Okay.
No, he won't. I've heard he's the Night King.
Yeah, there's a popular theory that Bran is the Night King and has been stuck in his body for thousands of years after being marked in a vision. The Three-Eyed Raven and Jojen did warn Bran that if he stayed in one place too long, he'd get stuck. Is that why the Night King let Jon go at Hardhome? Because he's actually Bran, seeing a member of his family after a millennia?
No.
Is all of this just confusing time loop that closes with Jon killing the Night King, who was actually Bran thousands of years ago?
I've heard that Jon's the Night King. I've heard that the Night King is some old knight that we should know about, and I'm just like, well, fuck these theories, man.
Okay, number two. Can Daenerys give birth again? In season 7's penultimate episode, Daenerys informed Jon the dragons are her only children she'll ever have. She likely believes because back in season 1 she was pregnant with the son of Khal Drogo, but that baby was stillborn with lizard-like wings. At the time, it was also said that a child's life had been traded as part of a blood ritual intended to save Drogo's life. In the books, Dany was specifically told that her womb was cursed, but the show very specifically omitted that particular detail. Is that because Dany's prospect for children aren't as bleak as she thinks, particularly if her feelings about Jon Snow continue to evolve? What do you think?
Crap. I hate this. I hate this.
I mean, they did like speak a lot about
I just don't like it.
Heirs in the last episode.
They really
like, they brought
both,
it up for some
Jon
reason.
And Daenerys got talked, because Tyrion talked to Daenerys about, like, your heirs. And then Jorah Mormont was like, no, you keep the sword for you and your children after you. And it's just like, they both don't have children. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and they're both going to, I think, bone.
Yeah.
You mean, it's obviously
been, it's
going to
happen.
Building
for
that.
For some random reason.
Boat like, sex.
I don't get why they did that. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's just like random people meet, and then we're like, yeah, we were meant to fuck.
Why can't they have sex? Why gotta ruin the best thing about this show?
Because!
This season's mostly been sex-free, and that's a tragedy.
Stupid.
Okay.
We got to see
Littlefinger, not Littlefinger.
Get down.
What's his name? Grey Worm.
Yeah, get down on some.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we've seen.
Whatever her name is.
Okay, what else? Do you think she's going to have babies? You never answered that question.
Maybe, because how else would other Targaryens have babies if they literally birthed dragons like she does? They wouldn't, unless they inbreeded with their own kind. So Jon is a Targaryen, so dragon on dragon could create human.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Will Arya and Sansa Stark make peace or war?
Yes, peace.
You think they'll make peace?
That is why Arya didn't kill her in the last episode. She's like, here's the dagger.
Do you have any predictions about their storyline?
I'm done with your shit. Let's just move forward. You need to take this dagger and stick it in Littlefinger.
Okay.
Gotta hope he dies.
Why isn't he?
Kill him
off. Why isn't he your prediction for death then?
Now he is. Because I don't think they kill off the hated people like that. They don't. Joffrey was out of nowhere.
Yeah, I agree
Bolton
with that.
Was the only one where you were like, yep, this is.
Yeah, but they made that really obvious. Mm-hmm. They have not made Littlefinger's death
a
possibility.
No,
so
I'm not.
You gonna stick with Tyrion?
Yeah,
you going
a lot of people are really confused about the whole Sansa Arya Littlefinger like debacle and why what's going on there. But yeah, I heard some guys saying that like that Arya was meaning like when Sansa found the faces and the dagger hold that scene was like, I could take you and I could be the villain that you think I am, but I'm not. So here's the dagger.
Yeah, I think that's
you
right.
You kill the actual villain that you know is manipulating you, Mr. fucking Littlefinger. So
and then Arya will steal his face and impersonate him in King's Landing.
And then get Cersei!
Yeah,
oh
man,
my god!
About that!
Ah, we should be the Game of Thrones writers,
we
man.
We should, dude. Number four, what will happen to the Greyjoys?
Theon should die.
Okay.
Be dead. Kill him.
I don't care at all about the Greyjoys.
I do not give a crap.
I'm going to be mad if they spend a lot of time in the next season or even this episode wrapping up him and his sister doing stuff.
This episode.
I just don't care.
I don't either.
It'd be like them wasting time at
the
library.
This is
the
worst family that I don't care
about. Will we finally see Clegane Bowl?
Yes.
One of the most anticipated showdowns in Game of Thrones. The head-to-head between Gregor Clegane and whatever his name is.
Monster. Mountain.
No, Gregor's the mountain. What's the hound's real name? We should know this, man. My brain is literally frozen.
Google it. You're on a computer.
Sandor Clegane.
That's right. I should know that.
I know. We both should know that.
Sandor.
Okay.
That's right.
So you think we're gonna get it?
Yeah.
There's a shot of the Hound pulling a sword in the season 7 trailer that is yet to appear in the series. It will clearly happen in the final episode and could be another indication that Clegane Bowl is coming.
I just don't get why it would happen. Like, Cersei would have to sick the mountain on Sandor.
Of course, it also could be the Hound killing the White. We're getting into some other unrelated skirmish, but we're certainly hoping it's an epic battle between the two brothers.
Maybe.
Will someone reveal the truth about John's parentage?
Yes.
You think that'll happen in this episode?
That's a good season ender, I feel like. Because then that gives them more to... We're going to see the Night King battle and everything like that. That's next season.
Do you think John will know by the end of this season? Or do you think they'll wait to tell him until the next season? Because they've already given up the whole he can travel really quickly in episodes thing.
Well, the only person
thing,
that can tell him is Bran, right?
No, but I don't think Bran knows everything.
Right.
So no, I'm going to take him out of the equation. Yeah. Well, no, because Gilly and Sam know.
Do they?
Well, because remember she read the book?
Oh, yeah. Did he put that two and two together, though?
Well, he hasn't in the show.
Right.
But it's a long trip. I would assume he
could
have.
Yeah, wasn't she, like, reading it to him while he was getting pissed I need to leave?
Yeah, and then he threw a fit, and
Then, no, he doesn't know.
Yeah, but he could.
He could.
By now.
But no,
the information is there.
So Bran and possibly fat old Sam.
Yeah, they might get together and figure it out, and then do you think
he's
they'll
actually
tell,
not that fat
do you tell John that... In this season or next season?
I'm going to say the end of the show. That's a good cliffhanger.
I would agree with you.
That's a good
cliffhanger. I think they have to because I'm going to be mad if they jam-pack the next six episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, number 7. What did Miss Alondra and Varys plan? In season 7, episode 3.
God dang it. So
Miss
Alondra
expressed guilt to Varys over her past crimes, like how burning Shireen Baratheon at the stake. Then she disappeared, saying she shouldn't show her face in Westeros anymore, but she did tell Varys that eventually she would return to Westeros to die just as he would. Both characters are invested in who eventually becomes the ruler of Westeros, whether it's Cersei, Daenerys, or someone else entirely. Both the Red Woman and the Spider have been a long-game strategist with endless machinations in play. Are their hopes as straightforward as just to get Jon Snow and Dany on the throne? Varys hasn't promised Dany complete loyalty either. If he strays from justice, he will act in retaliation. Knowing these two schemers, there will probably be caveats and side plots involved no matter what they're up to.
No. No.
No what?
No.
You won't find
there
out anything?
There is too many things that we already just said that are way more important than that crap. And they cannot fit all that in one episode. They can't.
Okay.
They shouldn't.
It's 90 minutes.
It won't happen.
It's 90 minutes.
It won't happen. I'm calling it.
Okay.
No, nope.
Number 8. Will all the parts of Cersei's prophecy come true? George R. R. Martin may not have finished the books yet, but he left enough hints for the showrunners to work with in the forms of prophecies and visions. One of these prophecies was delivered to Cersei Lannister by Maggie the Frog in season 5. Maggie stated that a younger, more beautiful queen would usurp Cersei, and that all three of her children would be buried in golden shrouds. We have already seen much of the prophecy come to pass, including the deaths of all three of her children, but now Cersei says she's pregnant. Does that mean she will die before the child is born, or is it a clue that she is lying about her pregnancy? Even worse, the prophecy in these books states that Cersei will die at the hands of Valonqar, little brother, in High Valyrian. Assuming that the showrunners respect this detail from the books, this could infer that either Tyrion or Jaime will eventually kill Cersei.
Oh, shit. So it could be the other way around. Tyrion could kill Cersei
before she has her baby.
That would be. I'm conflicted because
we should do a live reaction show tonight after the episode.
Yeah, I'm down.
Because I have a lot. Because again, I know what happens. I have a lot to say about this particular topic.
Okay.
That I can't say anything about now because if I said anything, it would give it away.
God dang it, you mother. Okay.
I will tell you, you're pretty close on a lot of these things, actually. I'm surprised.
It's just, I could see that. I could see her dying. Because I just don't think that they would clear up both enemies in the next season. They need to have one focus for the last six episodes, and I think that's going to be the Night King.
Okay.
So this has to, this
wrap
whole
up all of that
Lannister
stuff.
Kind
okay.
of crap has to end this episode,
all
is
right.
my guess.
All right, man. Number 9, do our favorite almost couples finally get together?
They will kiss.
Aside from the incestuous passion fest between Jaime and Cersei, we haven't really seen any romances come to fruition in quite some time. At this stage, the two biggest question mark romances are between aunt-nephew duo Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen and the lady-in-charge warriors Tormund and Brienne. Let's start with Jon and Dany. Do you think boat sex will be a thing?
I'm conflicted as well. Because, like, everyone wants it just because they've been shown it. Like, did you expect that in, like, season 5?
Where Jon and Daenerys would get together?
I did not. No.
It's hard to say.
No, I did not.
I think it's season... This season has gone so fast.
And I was like, whoa, there's a
that, and like in season five, I don't even know if I was thinking about Jon Snow or Daenerys even making it to Westeros yet.
Right. Yeah. 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 I'm saying it's just moving too fast.
I mean, it's this season alone, she's arrived on Westeros, met Jon Snow. He's discovered his lineage. They fell in love. They've captured a Night King or a White, mm-hmm. and now they're going to meet Cersei.
Yeah.
It's happened in one episode.
Yeah.
Six seasons prior, she made it from Khal Drogo's house to Westeros, and then in one season, she went from Westeros to meet the Queen.
Yeah.
So it's a little quick.
It's a little quick, man. I hope they're building it up to just rip it out of fans' hands. I really hope, because. Why?
Madman.
The whole point of the whole Cersei-Jaime crap.
That's evil.
The whole point of the Cersei-Jaime crap is that it's love, obviously, but it's also gross and weird because they're brother and sister. Like, you can't get over that fact, no matter how much love they have.
Brother and sister is not nearly as incestuous as aunt and nephew.
Are you kidding me?
It's way less incestuous.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying it's not incestuous, because it is.
They don't know, and they know. So that defines incestuous.
But if that's why everyone's saying boat sex, because if they have boat sex, it's before either of them know. It's like a Luke and Leia situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they boned after they found out, that's different. But incest isn't really incest if you don't know it's incest.
I read these books, the Mortal Instruments series, and that was about a brother and a 13-year-old
girl, yeah.
Yes. And they did kind of the opposite. They knew, they were told that they were brother and sister, and so they really didn't want to, but then they started to have feelings, which is gross, and then they found out that they weren't, and then they boned.
Yeah.
But
is this the international symbol for boned?
They boned! That's a gift.
Yes, it is. Jeff,
but,
though. It's a Jeff, though.
Ah, shut up.
Jeff.
You pronouncing piece of crap. I don't know. I don't want it. Personally, I don't want it.
You don't want them to be together. You just don't think it makes sense?
Nope. Doesn't make sense. Why? Why make them aunt?
Because they're both.
And nephew.
Because George R. R. Martin's weird.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. And we're all obsessed with this weird ass shit. What the hell does that say about our
that
society?
Word messed up.
Exactly.
That's
so
why I shoot nuclear waste in the atmosphere.
The end of the show ends up being just a big ancestral fuckfest. Like, no, I'm done. I'm done. You ruined it.
Okay. All right.
I'm pissed that they got this far with the relationship.
What about Brienne and Tormund?
They better get it on.
I hope so, dude.
Like, just and show it.
How mad would you be, honestly, if, like, 20 minutes of this episode is just an incredibly explicit sex scene between Tormund and Brienne.
I wouldn't be mad at all.
That would be the best, right?
That would be the best
Like, the
thing.
First 5 minutes is like, here's what's happening with the White Walkers. Cersei, you're helping. All right, let's go. Next 20 minutes, sex. Last 10 minutes, Night King.
That'd be perfect. Jon and Daenerys, Jaime and what's-her-face.
It just turns into, like, Eyed Wide Shut in the middle.
Yeah,
it's
and
just,
then they just
porn.
Yeah.
Just porn.
Big old orgy. The
Dude,
end
what
of
if-
Sausage Party. The end yeah. of Sausage Party. That's what this should be. The best ending to Game of Thrones you can possibly get. I heard Davos say that this isn't going to be a happy ending. The whole show isn't going to be a happy ending. So,
well, I mean, I wouldn't expect it to be.
Right.
I mean, it's Game of Thrones. They murder everybody.
I don't know, guys. I don't
Well, what is a happy
sex.
Ending, though? Does happy ending mean the Night King loses, but everyone dies? Because to me, that's still a happy ending. Like, if Jon Snow dies killing the Night King, but the world is saved, that's still a happy ending
right.
to me.
It will have some sort of happy ending.
Right.
But it won't be as happy as we're expecting.
Now, if the Night King just chops everyone's heads off and then burns Westeros to the ground in like the last 5 minutes is like Mad Max Winter, like that would actually be pretty sweet.
That would be sick.
But that would not be a happy ending.
It wouldn't. I would really like to see. Well, it looks like you can't even just be a white, you know? You're part of the mind of the Night King.
Right.
You're not you anymore.
Well, you know what? You know what?
It's really a zombie situation, so it's not like, oh, we can just have, you know, our family while we're dead in the snow.
You know what really worries me?
What's that?
Is that they're going to make it open-ended enough that they can do all their spinoffs.
Mm.
And they won't have a lot of closure at the end of Game of Thrones?
No way.
You don't think so?
No way.
I bet, dude, I could see it easily.
No way.
I can
there's
see it
definitely,
happening.
There's more openness to Harry Potter. There will be more openness than Harry Potter, where it's just like, they got old, they had kids, now it's their kids' stories, you know? It's,
yeah.
It's not like that. But I'm assuming the Night King will be gone.
He probably died in the last episode, yeah. Right? I mean, I would assume.
Yeah. But then I think the cycle could repeat, because who the hell were the children of the forest that created the Night Kings?
You think they're
going to
talk about that at all in the next season?
I mean, they should, right? Why did these fucking weird ass forest creatures just right. start making evil things?
Right. Because there's a lot of mysticism, including with the gods and stuff in Game of Thrones that they never really
right.
talk about.
Like the Lord of Light is legitimate, but the old gods aren't. The new gods
right.
aren't.
And they never really talk about that. I mean, how cool would it be if the last season's about all that mysticism?
Right. I'd be down.
I'd be cool.
The seven
I'd be cool
gods
that.
Or something like that. It represented the seven of the
right.
the magnificent
the sigil
seven
of the
out.
Seven or
yeah,
whatever.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And it represented John and that crew that went out. So, I mean, there's God imagery everywhere, but I just don't know.
Yeah, dude. All right. Will Arya ever reunite with Gendry? Arya and Gendry have a bond that dates back to season 2 when Arya was still on the run for King's Landing, but neither character has ever seen each other since. In a time that has passed, Arya has developed into a highly skilled magical assassin. Gendry went into hiding. So you think that they're going to meet up in this episode or next season?
Because I'm assuming John has to go to Winterfell before he goes to King's Landing.
I would think that Gendry is not going to go to King's Landing.
Right.
Right. Like, why would a Baratheon...
Unless he's going with John.
Right, but even then, why would he? Because John has enough people to protect him.
Yeah.
Right.
But, like, well, he wants to. He was like, your dad, my dad, we fought together, let's fight together against
Arya. Do you
our
think
enemy.
That they will even if he sees Arya?
Yeah.
And he gets a little Baratheon going in his pants?
Ooh, maybe. Maybe. There's just a black naked woman right there. It's just random...
Yep, that's. I don't know what I expected. It's exactly what that is, man.
Such a random twit.
It's exactly twit. What that is. Twit.
Tweet. Oh God.
Okay.
Is that the last one?
Oh God!
Everything's falling.
Country Bear. Country Bear went flying.
Country Bear.
Get back up there, Country Bear.
Country Bear.
Get back in your house. Get in your home. Will Arya Stark cross the rest of the names off of her kill list?
And who's left? Cersei?
Cersei Lannister, followed by the Mountain, the Red Woman, Beric Dondarrion, and Illyn Payne, who executed Arya's
Beric
father.
Beric is the Kingsguard that just beat the crap out of Sansa for Joffrey.
Right.
And then Illyn Payne is the guy who cut her head, or
yep.
Ned's head off. So, I didn't even know they were still alive. But I guess they are.
Well, maybe they're not, and so she'll get rid of them off their list.
We haven't seen them in forever. Well, no, because she killed the one guy that I'm talking about. She killed the one guy that beat Cersei, or Sansa.
Okay.
She killed him. She stabbed him in
well,
the
it
eyes
says,
or some
it
crap.
It says it's more likely that
Beric
she can reach
Dondarrion.
Beric
who
by
is
this
that?
Season finale.
That's a guy. That's a Fire Sword. Yeah.
Why does she want to kill him?
Because he let the Hound go that one time.
Okay.
And so I don't think he's on the list really. Like that's a lesser one.
So do you think they're going to stop by Winterfell on their way down?
I do.
Because then she'd see him.
Right. Yeah. I definitely. Why wouldn't you? Jon's been gone for the entire season from his kingdom.
Yep.
Like, he's got to go check in before he goes down to King's Landing. It's on the way.
Right, it's on the way.
Basic, kind
of. Of course, you could make the argument that he could have checked in on the way to the wall. Also, you could say that, and he didn't, so.
That's true.
Like, don't you think politically,
maybe.
And I get that John isn't very political, but politically, don't you think it makes sense that he would stop in and be like, listen,
yes.
guys, here's
like,
the update.
Like, here's what just happened. Yeah. I fought White Walkers. We need to join this dragon lady. And...
Yeah, don't you think it would make sense to keep the North,
yes.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Content with what he's doing.
Yep.
Okay. And number 12, is Cersei going to go full Mad Queen?
I want to say yeah. I think that's what's going to set it off to kill her and end it this episode.
If you know a little Dragon Pit history, you know that King Aerys, the Mad King, stored caches of wildfire all over King's Landing in case his enemies ever attacked him. Will Jaime catch wind of his plan and kill her? Or will that be how Maggie the Frog's prophecy get fulfilled?
That'd be crazy, man.
What if she just blows
There's
up?
No
what
way.
What if she blows up the dragon pit, dude?
There's no way Jaime kills his sister. He loves her, right? Like, I mean, I do get that.
But what point does she stop
episode,
being
but,
his sister
right.
because she's so crazy?
I don't know, man. That's weird. Mm. That is weird. I don't know. I really hope she doesn't just blow up everyone, but...
Mm.
Who Who are those?
Bonus unanswered questions. Will Ed Sheeran reprise his cameo?
No.
Is Tyrene Sand dead? And what happened to Ilaria Sand? I saw them in the dungeon. So she planned a poisonous kiss on Tyrene's lips in retribution.
I think the Dorne characters are done.
Right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you, man. All right. Well, that's the end of the episode then. We covered everything. Okay, so officially, who's going to die in this episode?
Cersei.
Okay. Anyone else?
Everyone. John. Again.
Oh, yeah, we play this.
Third time.
All right, man. Well, Game of Thrones is tonight.
Yep.
We're going to watch it here in a few hours.
Yep. And then we'll do a short.
You want to do a short reaction?
Yeah, sure.
We can do it, man.
Why not?
It's easy.
It's the end of the season. I won't be talking about it again for another year or two, maybe.
Yep.
So,
yep. Yeah, sucks.
Well.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today. We are Seth and Colby Show. Yeah. We're going to be live. Our next episode will be Thursday.
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock Central Time, twitch.tv/SethandColby. And then, of course, another new one on Sunday, this time. Our Sunday episodes, 2 o'clock Central Time at twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, thank you. Please leave a review. I appreciate the couple people who did leave reviews last week. I'm going to plead with you again. Please leave a 5-star review.
Do it.
It really helps the show a lot.
It's, yeah.
It's how iTunes and them like calculate.
It doesn't have to be
listening.
Honest.
No.
Just do it.
Even if you hate us, leave us a 5-star review. And that'd be most appreciated. So thank you for that. And yeah, guys, all the links, everything to the YouTube, the Twitch, the iTunes, the Stitcher, the Google Play, a Plan Jane RSS feed, our t-shirts, our mugs, and our posters. SethandColby.com.
All right.
We'll see you guys for our next full episode. Well, tonight for reaction.
Yes.
And then really on Thursday.
Really on Thursday.
We'll see you guys then.
7 p.m. Well, bye.
Bye-bye.